Our body were provided by our father and mother, but our souls were made out of nothing, created immediately by God, His almighty power, and as we say, infused, poured into the fertilized ovum provided by our parents. And the moment God created the soul and poured, as we say, infused that soul into the fertilized ovum, that is the Catholic definition of conception. The secret is a part two of our meditation. The secret is to see the hand of God in everything and not make the mistake of thinking that anything just occurs. We make mistakes. Others make mistakes. God never does. He uses our mistakes and the mistakes of others as a means enabling us to reach our destiny. With God, there is no such thing as fortune or misfortune. Everything, and the word is everything, every moment of our lives is placed there by God to enable us to reach our heavenly home. I am told by my Jesuit superiors to write my autobiography. Order twice. I will do it. But never in my wildest dream did I expect to experience what I did in the Society of Jesus. If I did not believe what I'm sharing with you, that there is no chance with God, everything has a divine purpose every moment, or either have been dead long ago or institutionalized in a mental asylum. And as we begin this retreat, sisters, I want to hammer this in. Pardon me. Hammer this into your heads. Of course, I can use the words. Thanks to the machine, you can hear my words. But what a difference between hearing words, even understanding what those words mean, and putting those words into practice. I cannot tell you how indispensable it is for us to see everything in our lives as a gift from God. Now part three, and I save part three for last because it is the most important part of this, well, three-part meditation. Can I be heard, by the way? Can I be heard? My hearing aid on. Third question. How are we to use? How are we to use everything which God put into our lives in order to reach heaven? If everything in our lives is part of God's providence, we better know how we are to use this everything. There are two words. They are a little long. I'll explain each one. We are to use these things, these persons, these places, these circumstances, these thoughts, these desires, these urges, these fears, in a word, these creatures, in two ways, discriminately and dispassionately. Discriminately and dispassionately. What do we mean by discriminately? We are to discriminate. We must distinguish. We must separate the things in our life. Because while everything in our lives is meant to be a means of enabling us to reach heaven, not everything in our lives is to be used in the same way. We must separate. And sisters, that's why this comes early in the retreat. Your first responsibility in making a good retreat is to separate, divide, and there are four classes or categories in our lives. Remember, God is behind everything. To see that is to really have the faith. There are persons, places, and things that God wants us to enjoy. Does God want us to enjoy everything? No. There are then first creatures that God wants us to enjoy. Secondly, there are creatures, again, persons, places, and things that God wants us to endure. God wants to suffer. Are you sure you mean that? I am sure. Are we saying that God puts, it can't be, that God, the loving God, puts painful persons into our lives? You better believe it. He drops them from heaven. We are talking about the first thing we're supposed to do. Classify. What things in my life belong in one class? What does God want me to enjoy? What does God want me to endure, to suffer? Thirdly, what does God want me to get rid of?